that innocent look in her green eyes, the spark when she'd start to laugh. Memories of her start to fill up my mind like pieces of torn photographs. It's all coming back to me now. I thought I'd forget her somehow, but my mind can't. My heart won't allow. It's all coming back to me now. The desperate look in her green eyes when she said goodbye in the rain, it tears me to pieces. I have to recall how I caused her all of that pain.
Hello. Welcome back to our new episode of Country Music World Podcast. I'm Sergio Jimenez, and it's almost 1 year since we started to recording our episodes dedicated to country music, our podcast, and thank you very much for listening to our podcast, our episodes, and don't forget to visit our Facebook page called Country Music World Podcast, where you can find a lot of interesting information. And I want to thank my family. Thank you very much, my wife and my children, Veronica and Sofia. Thank you very much for your support, first of all, and for your love. And I love you. I love you. And this episode I dedicate to my family. Thank you them very much. I love them very much. And today, as in the last time, we're talking about country music and a country artist that were performed in the 1980s and 1990s. And I told you in the last episode that country music in the 80s and the 90s opened as a genre a lot of new currents. Pop music, for example, affected very much on the country music, and rock music got affected on country music in 70s, I told you. And this time a lot of brilliant and greatness artists and bands were appeared in that period of time in 80s, in 90s and 80s. For example, George Strait, we were talking about George Strait in the last episode, he's just started his career in the early 1980s, and a lot of new stars and new performers, female performers, played their phenomenal music and got released phenomenal albums. And in that period of time, a lot of artists started play controversially country music in a traditional way, as I As I said, for example, George Strait, he's just performed his music and performed himself as a, such as a country, traditional country in traditional manner, and it's great, absolutely great that we got country music mixed with pop and mixed with rock music. It's great, and we got absolutely traditional country artists and traditional music and folk artists. So I'm very glad that country music just absolutely got different currents, different performers, and it's great. And today we go on to observe, and we go on talking about that country artist, such for example, Annie Murray. You know, Annie Murray, it's one of the greatest Canadian country performer. You know, Annie Murray. Yes, Annie Murray. She's got enormous, huge success in the 70s, but I think in the 80s and the 90s she's also got great albums, and I think it's also a huge success. And it's beautiful albums, and she has got brilliant career as a country and as a pop artist. So, and we know that she's the first Canadian that got country and a pop just huge success in the country and the pop charts in America. And she's very popular in America even today. I am absolutely sure about this, and she's an absolutely great performer, and I just I love her albums from 1980s. And let's listen to her lyrics to her songs from couple of albums from 1985 that called Heart of Mind, and from 1983 A Little Good News. I think it's just brilliant absolutely albums. And Annie Murray, let's listen to just her music, her brilliant music. Once you've had it from your Poet of the Mind album 1985. And the next song called I Don't Think I'm Ready for You. Just one of my favorite, and it's a very, very beautiful song.
I've never been this much in love with you. It happened so fast that I'm afraid it won't last, and I don't want to lose what my dreams are made of. I don't think I'm ready for you. There are too many heartaches I've already been through, but this feeling inside is getting harder. Not to let what's in my heart show, but with one of your kisses, my will to resist is all gone, 'cause I love you.
Child,
that wantingly look all over your face is driving me wild. I'm just what you make me, can't wait till you take me and set all my feelings free. I know that you can, so come be my man. Me and I'm weak, I'm a feather in the wind, and I can't wait to feel you touching me again. With you I'm just another woman, just another woman in love, just another woman in love. A kid out of school, a fire out of control, just another fool.
Annie Murray, Just Another Woman in Love, that song that from album A Little Good News, that was remastered in 2001, and it's on that song, Just Another Woman in Love. Just I always just got my shivers on my spine when I just listened to this song. Absolutely, it's one of my favorites song ever. So just country favorite song of ever. So just thank you Annie Murray for this album, for this song. And I just remember that when I first heard it, I just was in a shock. It was so big present for me. It was so big surprise for me. It just absolutely cultural shock, I think. So Annie Murray, just remember this name, Annie Murray, and listen to her songs, to her albums from 1980s and 1970s. Just she just got a star, country and pop star in the 1970s, actually. And then, as I told you, in the 1980s, she just go on to release just brilliant album. And in 1990s, as I said, she released, for example, first live album. It got also huge success also in America, worldwide. So thank you, Annie Murray, for her albums, for her lyrics, for her soul in a country, in a pop music, for her culture that she gave us. In the next hour, here it's just also one of my favorite female artists ever. You know, I told you it's Rosanna Cash, and it's absolutely country greatness artist also, and legend of country music, absolutely. And Rosanna Cash was born in 1955 in America, and she's an American singer-songwriter and author. She's the eldest daughter of country musician Johnny Cash, of course. And you know, although Cash is often classified as a country artist, her music draws on many genres, actually, including folk, pop, rock, blues. So she's just genius, absolutely. And in the 1980s, she had a string of chart-topping singles, which grossed musical genres and landed on both the country and pop charts. So, as Annie Murray, for example, And the most commercially successful being her 1981 breakthrough hit Seven Ache, Sorry for My Voice, which topped the USA country singles charts and reached the top 30 on the USA pop singles charts. So, actually, Rosanna Cash has got released a lot of genius, absolutely genius albums in 1980s and in 1990s. So let's listen. First of all, from her 1987 album, the song called "The Way We Make a Broken Heart."
Just one more kiss, she'll have to miss this night with you. Now you're guilty of this secret love, as I am too. You're getting used to telling lies, feeling sorry when she cries. Now that the strings are attached, she'll catch on. We've done our part. Oh, and this is the way we make a broken heart. Lesson number one, we've just begun to hurt her soul. And with lesson two, she'll long for you when lights are low. And we get to lesson three, she gets down on her knees, begs you to stop at the door just before she comes apart. Oh, this is the way we make a broken heart. Now we
Cash, The Way We Make a Broken Heart. That album called King's Record Shop, it's from 1987, and when the, actually Rosanna Cash was a big star, was a big country star, and before that she started her career, I think, in the end of 70s, in 79, but she starts, I think, her career, her real career, from album Right or Wrong, and that was released in the early 1980s, and produced 3 top 25 singles. And then Cash's career picked up considerable momentum with the release of her second album, called, as I told, Sonia Ake, in 1981. The album achieved critical praise and solid sales, and the title track was a number one hit on the Billboard Country chart and crossed over to the Billboard Pop chart, picking at number 22. So let's listen to this song, 7A8, just titled song, and let's just enjoy, okay?
Does your past
heartaches are heroes when their pockets are full. And tell me you're trying to cure a 7-year ache. See what else your old heart can take. Boys say, when is he gonna give us some room? But girls say, God, I hope he comes back soon.
And I don't care who's waiting at my front door. You know that life don't hold no glamour anymore. Well, how can it all look so right and feel so wrong? I'll play the victim for you, honey, but not for long.
Blue Moon with Headache, and from her one of the just amazing albums, 7 Year Ache from 1981. I told you that it was the album that she just got a very huge success, and she became a superstar, I think, super country star and pop star. And her music cover is just real great, absolutely. And as a Annie Murray, as a Dolly Parton, as a lot of others, our just greatest artists, George Strait, Vince Gill, is just she's just one of the biggest country artists, and She's just awesome woman, awesome singer. And we just have to say that she got a lot of interesting work in the 1990s. For example, Cash released the critically acclaimed Deeply Personal Interiors, and Cash produced herself for the first time and wrote or co-wrote all the songs. And her brutally dark take on intimate relationships was reflected throughout and made clear mental problems that had been hinted at one of the albums. And through it may have been inspired by the breakup of her marriage. So then Cash settled in Lower Manhattan, and in 1995 married producer songwriter guitarist John Leventhal, with whom she had co-produced The Wheel. She signed with Capitol Records, and in 1996 released a 10 songs demo, a collection of Stark Home recordings with minimal accompaniment. She also pushed a career as a writer. In 1996, Hyperion published a short story collection, Bodies or Water, to favorite reviews. In 1997, Cash was awarded an honorary doctorate from Memphis College of Art. She gave the commencement address that year and continues to speak publicly on writing and music. So in 1998, she and Leventhal began working on what would later became Rules of Travel. The recording sessions were cut short when she became pregnant and was unable to sing for 2.5 years. Unable to record, Cass focused on her writing. So, just in 2005, Legacy Recording released 7AA 1981, King's Record Shop 1987, and Interiors 1990, plus a new collection spanning 1979-2003, The Very Best of Rosanna Cash. And let's add that in 2006 Cash released Black Cadillac, an album marked by the loss of stepmother June and father Johnny, who both died in 2003. Just tragedy, great tragedy. So it's all about Rosanna Cash, and you easily can find all information about Rosanna Cash on the internet, of course. We just let's enjoy her music, and this is If You Change Your Mind, the next song, and also from album King's Record Shop.
Always. Everybody is worrying about where they're gonna go when the whole thing's done. But no one knows for certain, and so it's all the same to me. I think I'll just let the mystery be. Some say once gone, you're gone forever, and some say you're gonna come back. Some say you rest in the arms of the Savior if in sinful ways you lack. Some say that they're coming back in a garden, bunch of carrots and little sweet peas. I think I'll just let the mystery be. Everybody is wondering what and where they all came from. Everybody is worrying about where they're gonna go when the whole thing's done. But no one knows for certain, and so it's all the same to me. I think I'll just let the mystery be. I don't like the sound of that. I believe in love and to live my life accordingly. But I choose to let the mystery be. Everybody is wondering what and where they all came from. Everybody is worried about where they're gonna go in the whole.
Dement and her album, just genius album, Infamous Angel from 1992, and it is Dement, and you may just never heard of this name, but it is Dement is a very, very famous, and yes, she's not a big star as Rosanna Cash, for example, but she got a couple of just brilliant albums, and you know, it is Luella Dement, born January 5, 1961, is an American two-time Grammy nominated singer and songwriter. Dement's musical style includes elements of folk, country and gospel, and it just its name Iris Dement, I think very famous in America, and I just choose her album for observing Infamous Angel and her just genius album, absolutely, and just Dement was inspired to write her first song Our Town by a drive through a boarded up Midwest town at the age of 25, and her first album Infamous Angel was released in 1992 on the Round the Filo label and explored such themes as religious skepticism, small town life and human frailty. Let the Mystery Be has been covered by a number of artists, including 10,000 Maniacs and Alice Stewart, for example, and was used in the opening scenes of the film Little Buddha. In the fall of 2015, a version of Let the Mystery Be from the Transatlantic Sessions became the musical theme for the opening credits of the HBO series The Left. Left Lovers, replacing the original main titled Them, composed by Max Richard. So, in her second album, My Life, released in 1994, she continued the personal and introspective approach. The record is dedicated to her father, who died 2 years early. My Life was nominated for a Grammy Award in the Best Contemporary Folk Album category. The Man's third album, The Way I Should, was released in 1996, featuring the protest song Wasteland of the Free. It's the Man's most political work. It covers topics such as sexual abuse, religion, government policy, and Vietnam. The Man sang the Do It Bell Bottom Tear as part of the Beautiful Souls much later with Jules Live Special in 1997. In the 1998, the song Iris by the rock band Goo Goo Dolls was named after her singer and songwriter John Rzeszyk. Had already written the lyrics to the song, but was having a problem naming it. So I just choose to absorb your demand, just for understanding that in the 1990s, in the 1980s, there was a lot of currents in a country music, and a lot of just names that singing the music, the country music. And although Iris DeMent, she is not big country star, but it's she's a very famous, and her music, a couple of albums, absolutely just very great, very amazing albums and amazing lyrics and songs. So today I would like to say you thank you very much for listening to this episode, and just thank you very much for all of you for just listening to our podcast. Thank you very much one more time, and bye. And the final song is The Man After You Gone, very sad song. And the next in the next hour program, we'll go on to observe music from 1980s and 1990s. Bye.
There'll be laughter.